So, you have a Godzilla sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, one of the complaints of the last movie was that there wasn't enough monster stuff. Are we gonna change that this time around?
You know it, sir. There's gonna be a ton of monster stuff in this one.
I love it.
A lot of it obscured, mind you.
What?
Well, we're gonna have all the fights take place with a whole bunch of stuff going on, like blizzards and storms and smoke, usually taking place at night, sometimes in the ocean.
Okay.
It's still gonna look really cool, though.
Okay, good.
When we're not cutting away to humans reacting, mind you.
What do you mean?
Well, whenever cool monster fighting is going on, we're just gonna cut away to humans a lot, going like,
oh, well, that expression is just as fun to look at as monster fights, so cut away, my friend. Let's look at reactions instead of the action, for sure.
Great. So what actually happens in the movie? Well, we're gonna meet the Russell family, and their kid Andrew was killed a couple years ago when Godzilla popped out.
Oh, wow, a very squished son.
And so the father, Mark, became an alcoholic, and now he looks at wolves for a living, and he lives in a cabin that I saw Robert Downey Jr. hanging around for some reason.
Very cool.
And his wife, Emma, works for Monarch and lives with their daughter, Madison, and Emma has this thing called an orca.
So Mark listens to wolves and she listens to killer whales?
No, the orca is actually a little device that lets you attract or alter titan behavior through bioacoustics.
Oh, those are science words.
Yeah, so they're checking on this big larva called Mothra, and Mothra starts freaking out and killing people.
Oh, that larva is pissed.
So Emma uses the orca to control Mothra, and her daughter helps out too.
Wow.
But then some eco-terrorists burst in and shoot all the scientists there and take Emma and Madison with them.
Oh, murder and kidnapping are both illegal.
They are, but later we're gonna find out on a Skype call that Emma's actually working with the eco-terrorists. She planned the whole thing.
So she had armed men burst into the room where her daughter was supposed to be and just start shooting?
That's right.
She's actually the worst.
So what's her plan exactly?
Well, she wants to release all the titans around the world and restore natural balance because she thinks that the humans are like Earth's infection.
She wants millions and millions of people to be killed by monsters?
She does, and she even has a little video presentation ready.
She has some cool footage to show. Everybody,
it's a very professional presentation.
What? When did she prepare a presentation?
Oh, well, there are actually a ton of presentations in this movie, so whenever a character's not on screen, you could kind of assume they're off working on a slideshow.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, the good guys at Monarch, they recruit this guy Mark, because he actually helped build the orca.
Okay, and what kind of characters are we talking?
Well, most of them are like if you built a robot that says exposition and occasionally fires a gun.
I like the sound of that.
But one of them is gonna be Snarky Countdown Guy.
And what does he do?
Well, sometimes he's snarky, but mostly he just tells everyone how much time is remaining till things happen.
That is helpful.
Yeah, and he's pretty funny too. At a certain point, someone's like, oh my god, and he's like, Zilla.
Godzilla? That's the name of the monster!
It sure is, sir.
Oh, I love comedy. Is there any other funny stuff?
Absolutely. At a certain point, one character is gonna say that this monster named Ghidorah kind of sounds like gonorrhea.
That's the name of a sex thing.
It is.
Wow.
So anyway, these good guys, they have to stop the eco-terrorists because they're going from Monarch base to Monarch base and releasing monsters.
And none of the bases beef up security after the first terrorist attack?
Apparently not.
Oh, well.
So they go and release this big three-headed monster named Ghidorah in Antarctica.
Oh, the one we're gonna make an STI joke about.
Uh-huh, and then they're gonna let a fire monster named Rodan out of a Mexican volcano.
Volcanoes are hot sometimes.
They are, and so then the good guys are gonna try to lure Rodan out into the ocean towards Ghidorah, and a bunch of them die, like one jet pilot ejects directly into the monster's mouth.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie. So then what happens?
Well, then Godzilla shows up too, because he just suddenly keeps popping out all the time.
The good guys can't track him or anything?
Well, yeah, they can sometimes, but not when I want him to suddenly pop out.
Okay, gotcha. And how does he travel around the world so fast?
Well, there's like a big network of underground tunnels, and he uses them like wormholes.
Oh, secret monster holes are tight.
Oh, I don't like how that sounded at all.
I don't like how that sounded either, and I apologize. Please don't tell HR.
I don't know anyone named HR. Is that your son?
Yes.
Anyway, so then this army guy tells them that they have a new weapon called the Oxygen Destroyer on the way.
Okay.
And this thing kills Godzilla, so people in the audience are gonna be like, wow, Godzilla's dead, that's crazy.
Godzilla dies halfway through the movie? I feel like no one's gonna believe that that's permanent.
Well, it's gonna happen anyway.
Well, okay then.
So then Emma kinda realizes that her plan to kill millions of people is actually gonna get millions of people killed.
Oh, she pieces that together, huh?
Yeah, she figured it out.
So she gets into an argument with eco-terrorist guy in Madison. She hears the whole thing.
How does she do that?
Well, it's broadcast through the entire base over a speaker system for some reason.
Oh, that's a thing that makes sense. Fantastic.
So Madison is gonna have to take the orca to Fenway Park in Boston and broadcast a signal and save the day.
Isn't it gonna be tough for her to get the orca with the terrorists around?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they leave her unsupervised and also they leave the orca unsupervised.
Well, great.
And meanwhile, the good guys, they realize that if they nuke Godzilla, they could bring him back to life.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so this doctor who's like a Godzilla specialist, he volunteers to bring the nuke himself.
Feels like maybe they should keep the guy who's a Godzilla expert around and maybe send a low-level soldier to do that.
Well, they're gonna send the Godzilla expert, so he blows up a nuke and dies.
Fair enough.
So then there's gonna be a big old fight in Boston between Godzilla and Ghidorah, and the fire monster Rodan is gonna be there, and so is Mothra.
Oh, Mothra.
Yeah, so Mothra dies.
Oh, Mothra.
Yeah, apparently it's tradition. If you have Mothra show up in a movie, you gotta kill Mothra.
Oh, I didn't realize it was tradition.
And then thanks to Mothra's sacrifice and the nuke, Godzilla gets super powerful and he makes this big explosion.
Very cool.
Also, Emma sacrifices herself.
What? Why?
Well, she gets in a car and drives further away so people can escape.
I mean, it sounds like a huge blast, right? Is a couple of blocks really gonna make any difference?
Probably not, but this way she gets a big redemption moment.
Well, she's responsible for an insane amount of death and destruction in this whole entire thing. I'm not sure this is super redeeming.
Right, well, it's gonna happen anyway, so I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about it.
Oh, okay, yeah, let me get off of that thing.
So then a bunch of other monsters show up, and they all kind of bow to Godzilla, because he's the king of the monsters.
Oh, I actually just had an idea for the title.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Godzilla, the big old lizard. That's not good. I'll figure something else out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like there are more big monster fights, so this will be our most successful monster movie yet. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.